This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Today I have as my special guest a Christian comedian. When I first started the ministry, there was no such thing as a Christian comedian because we didn't believe in laughing in church. But I'm delighted to have Aaron Wilburn on. And, wow, we just might as well get to it today. Here on BPN Radio, bring some laughter and cheer into 2017 as we celebrate a new year, declaring this is going to be a year of celebration, that God is giving our nation a new opportunity. And so we are thinking about living and we're thinking about life. Before I before I bring Aaron Wilburn on, whom I've known about 40 years, before I bring him on, I'm going to have a little I'm gonna play a little bit of Aaron's I'm gonna play some of Aaron's redneck jokes, and then I'll conclude with one of his songs that has I don't know how many millions of people have saw it on YouTube. So Aaron Wilburn is gonna give us a few laughs here. Then I'm gonna do an interview with him here on BPN Radio on this Monday Watch.
You need to know if you're from Bobo, Alabama, if it's a pair of pants and a shirt and a pair of white socks, that's an outfit. And you can't be from Bobo and not be a redneck. A lot of folks think that Jeff Foxworthy invented rednecks. I lived with them before I ever heard of him. That is our house. You might be a redneck if you've ever used a pair of wire pliers to roll down the window of your car and then reached out the window and opened the door. And if you put vice grips on it, it's fixed. You're a redneck if you've ever had an argument over who gets that piece of fat in a can of pork and beans. You're a redneck if somebody asks what's your favorite kind of pie and you say, moon, with an RC. You're a redneck if your idea of fast food is hitting a deer at 65 miles an hour. You're a redneck man if you've ever tried to use a weed eater for a trolling motor. You're a redneck if you've ever taken the ribbon from around a piece of bologna and flossed your teeth. And you are a true redneck man if you want to clean out your ears, but you can't find your truck keys. We look like we're trying to start something in there. Men, do y'all know what women are thinking when we're doing that? They're thinking there's no need to turn the key, there's no motor.
Well, it's a tremendous privilege to have on my broadcast today here on BPN Radio a man that has been my friend for over 40 years. And you know, it's a rare occasion to have a friend that you've had in your life for over 40 years. But it's a delight to have Aaron Wilburn. And Aaron is my special guest today, and he has brought a lot of laughter to people's lives. He's not only a tremendous singer and musician, but he also makes
people laugh. And of course, he's been making me laugh for over 40 years. And he's had over 18 million hits on YouTube. And he has this song called If My Nose Is Running Money that has had over 8 million hits on YouTube. Aaron Wilburn from the great state of Alabama. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello, Dale. We rode dinosaurs together.
that is very true. That is very true. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, just thanks for being my friend. You know, true friends are hard to find, and it makes no difference whether we are together once a year or every 5 or 10 years. We just pick up where we left off. So tell me about making people laugh. I know that when I first met you and you started coming to minister at our church, you know, you always, of course, made us laugh after church and around the dinner table. But when did you start making people laugh in church, and how did that come about?
Well, you know, actually, what I did at your church, of course, that was more serious music, and the dinner table talk that you just mentioned, at some point I started adding some of those stories, telling some stories on stage, and then people started asking if I had it recorded. So I recorded. I went in the studio, recorded at that time a cassette. And we'd probably, in a few years, we'll have to explain that
yeah,
to young people.
That's true.
I recorded a cassette, and people started buying it and laughing a lot, wanting me to do more. And so I still do the serious. I still sing my songs. I still write the serious songs. But in addition to that, it seems like what you spoke of as the dinner table laughter has taken over a lot of what I do now. And I, at one time, I felt like apologizing for it until I had several pastors. I remember one standing with tears running down his face between services in a church in California. And Dr. Bill Stevens, a mighty, great teacher, preacher, pastor, with tears running down his face, he said, "Aaron, please don't ever stop making us laugh. You have no idea how much we need this." And at that point, it was like God had spoken through an elder statesman, through someone that I knew had a great connection with God. And God used that man, along with others, to encourage me to use the gifts that God had given me.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're running in the don't laugh circles, it's called foolishness.
Yeah.
If you're running with people that love God and love all that God has for us, they recognize it as a gifting.
That's right.
And so I had to learn to put the foolishness idea aside and walk in the joy and the laughter and the gifting that God has given me.
Well, you know, for so long, Aaron, years ago in the ministry, people didn't believe that you should laugh in church. And I believe that's why the Holy Spirit sent what we would call in the 90s a laughing revival, just to get people loosened up laughing. And but I know that God sets, the Bible says that God sits in heaven and laughs. So I believe that God laughs a lot at you, Aaron. And I'm so thankful that you brought a lot of laughter to the church. And sometimes when we hear, well, he's a Christian comic or he's a Christian comedian, you know, some people may turn up their noses at that. But you have taken laughter to a whole new level in the church. And, of course, so many people, over 16 million hits there on YouTube. And just maybe here on this New Year's Day on BPN Radio, just maybe tell us a story or two that could help us laugh today. What is one of your favorite stories?
Well, one of my favorite stories is one of my newer stories. And we have three grandsons. In fact, I'm traveling today, but earlier this morning I kept them for a couple of hours just to spend some time with them before leaving. And Gabe is the older one, and he wasn't there this morning. He's 12. And then Zach is 6, and Asher is 1. And so the story is primarily about the two younger ones. Not long ago, I was keeping the boys, and Asher was ready for his nap, so I'm lying on the bed with one-year-old Asher. He's almost asleep. Zach, the six-year-old, comes running into the bedroom, and he's holding my iPad with one hand, and he's playing a game with his right hand as he runs. He jumps up on the bed, and then he continues playing with both hands. So I say to him as he jumps on the bed, I said, "Zach, Asher's almost asleep. Don't wake him up." He said, "Okay, Papa." And so I close my eyes, and then Zach said, "Papa." "Yes, Zach." And then he asked, "When you go to heaven, what's going to happen to your iPad?" And so I said, "Well, I've never thought about it, Zach. But if it's still working, would you like to have it?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay. If it's still working, when I go to heaven, you can have my iPad." He said, "Thanks, Papa." I said, "You're welcome." So I closed my eyes again, and a minute or so later, I hear his voice. "Papa." "What, Zach? How close do you think you are to going to heaven?" Now, on the serious side of that, it sounds like I have a grandson that would be willing to give me up to get an iPad, but that's not his thought process. This is his thought process. 2 years ago, Zach lost two great-grandfathers within 6 months of each other. We told him they are with Jesus. They don't hurt anymore. There's no pain. They're happy, and we're going to get to see them again. And so for Zach, heaven is not a threat. Heaven is a promise.
Yeah.
And so I realized that Zach has no problem talking about heaven and looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And at some point, we lose, a lot of us lose that excitement of being there, of seeing him.
Yeah.
And it becomes a threat rather than a promise.
That's right. That's right. Well, I agree with that. And just the thought, of course, of going to heaven makes me happy. You got this song, "If My Nose Is Running Money." That's been viewed over eight million times on YouTube. And tell us a little bit about that song that has attracted 8 million viewers on YouTube.
Well, I recorded it, and I was putting together a new comedy project, and I had had the song for probably 2 or 3 years in the office. And one day I just listened to it again, and I thought, well, some people would like that, so I think I'll just throw it on there. And so that's what I did. I just kind of did it, not even suspecting that anything of any significance would come out of it. And after I recorded it, it just kind of laid there for another year. And then one day I came into the office, and my wife said, "Honey, PayPal is filled with orders today, and all these people say they saw you on YouTube." And I asked, "What's YouTube?" She said, "I don't know." So here we were, two people that had no clue what YouTube was, but all of a sudden it had really shown its face in our lives. And at that point, I had over 300,000, and that happened just within a matter of probably 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
And then it just continued, and I tracked it down, and I found out that a young lady by the name of Melissa Hoover from Colorado Springs had posted it on YouTube. And it just went from there to just causing a response in other countries all over the United States. And it's funny because almost every member of my family has been sent that clip with one of their friends saying, "You've got to see this guy. He's funny." And then they tell their friends, "This is my brother." And so it's been real fun just to watch it happen. But I really consider it just the hand of the Lord, the favor of God, because it has been a tremendous tool. And out of that tool and out of what has happened on YouTube, Brother Dale, we have seen so many people and heard of so many people coming to the knowledge of Christ.
That's great. Tremendous, tremendous door opening. Well, sing just a little bit of that when you go. I'm going to play it after we get through the interview, but just sing it a little bit. So,
yeah.
If you ask me if I love you and if my love is true, well, if I were a rich man, here's what I'd do. I'd buy you a diamond ring and a new fur coat or two. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. I'd buy you a Cadillac, a new Mercedes too. And I'd build you a mansion up on that mountaintop. If my nose was running money, but honey, it's not. If my nose was running money, you'd have anything you please. Anytime you wanted cash, all I'd have to do is sneeze. Honey, you'd win the lottery when I have a cold or flu. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. It's a booger of a problem I've got. I wish my nose was running money, but it's not. Well, I'd buy you a diamond ring, a new fur coat or two. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you.
Okay, there is my friend Aaron Wilburn that I affectionately called Aaron, the guy from Alabama that now lives in Nashville, Tennessee, my friend for over 40 years, making people laugh. And wow, the Bible says that laughter is like medicine. It's good for the soul.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Forever he will be. come to these islands to undo heavy burdens, set the oppressed free, give bread to the hungry. I've come to these islands to loose chains of injustice, reach the rejected, cover the naked. Yes, the light will break forth like the morning, and your healing will spring everywhere. Then your righteousness will go before you. Come to these islands with no pointing finger, but the hands of a builder, a home life restorer. I've come to these islands to build ancient ruins, raise up the foundations for this generation. Yes, your light will shine out in the darkness, and the darkness become bright as day. You will ride this earth's highest mountains, and all your work will be to my to these islands.
you been, my father? Where have you been if you see me? What are you waiting for? 'Cause I'm tired, overwhelmed, and I'm crying, running scared, and I feel so out of control. If this is the place you want me to be, if this is the plan you have for me, oh my Father, hold me close, oh my Father, you can't let go. If you love me, how am I to know? 'Cause I've been fighting with ragged arms, and I'm dying to see your heart. Now it's time I have to let you know.
Inside, there is is someone who cares for you. When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone that really cares for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone that'll be a friend.
against you breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace.
Time keeps moving on through the sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone. And someday I'll be who I wanna be. Before now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road. And for now, I'll wait at the end of the path.
When all my hurts seem to fade away.